The handover of sovereignty in Baghdad is now just 23 days away, and Iraq's Shiite Muslim politicians are beginning to grip their newfound clout. Last week, their negotiations to end an armed standoff between a radical cleric, Muqtada al-Sadr, and U.S. military proved a success. But Sadr's movement still tests their political skills, as NPR's Deborah Amos reports now from Baghdad.
This neighborhood is Baghdad's largest slum. By 2 in the afternoon, work is abandoned because of the crushing heat. A municipal truck driver, whose job is to flush out a decrepit sewer system, sprays water to clear heaps of garbage instead. This is Sadr City, home to 2 million people, mostly Shiite Muslims. It is a stronghold for Muqtada al-Sadr with his anti-American, anti-Iraqi government message. Frustration with the U.S.-led military occupation has allowed Sadr to expand his following to other Shiite cities at the expense of the more moderate Shiite political parties. Adnan Ali is an official with the Dawa Party.
If you visit this Sadr city, you will know that why the people sort of hate the government or hate the CPA because of the very low living. There's nothing that they really feel it is a part of them.
So in April, when Sadr's militia swept across southern Iraq, seizing government buildings and police stations, it was Shiite political leaders who drove the treacherous road south of Baghdad to negotiate a truce between Sadr and the U.S. military. To draw Sadr in, Shiite leaders arranged for the most influential cleric in the country, Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, to bless the truce in a short meeting with Sadr, their first since the crisis began. It was a show of Shiite unity, says Adnan Ali.
I think it was a good experience to deal with a difficult crisis like this, a crisis which has been very sort of fragile, touching people with carrying arms, very young, very sort of motivated. So it was a good experience for us, and we believe we made a bit of success in that.
They need some success. The Shiite religious parties did not fare well in the formation of the new interim government. Out of 28 ministries, religious parties control only finance and sports, and one of the two vice presidencies. The irony: the new president and prime minister, both more secular men, have the lowest poll numbers of any Iraqi politicians. The new vice president, Ibrahim Jafri, head of the Dawa Party, more religious in outlook, is the most popular politician in the country, according to polls. Jafri says this government does not reflect the power of the Shiite community.
The Shiite feel they were not taken care of in quality or quantity as they wanted. That is why there are anxieties and fears over the way this was handled.
There are problems ahead. Shiite politicians are trying to convince Muqtada al-Sadr to transform his militia into a political movement. That effort puts them directly at odds with the U.S. administration, at least until the handover of sovereignty. On Monday, U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer signed an order that effectively banned Sadr from running for office for 3 years for belonging to an illegal militia. Sadr, or at least his movement, must have a political role, says Haider Mousawi of the Iraqi National Congress.
The final say should be made by the Iraqi people. And if there is a political party or a politician who has a lot of followers, the best thing to do is to let the Iraqi people judge him, not by preventing him from playing a part in the Iraqi politics. That will be dangerous.
Dangerous, says Adnan Ali from the Dawa Party, because Sadr has a powerful pull over the poorest Iraqis.
We have to get them to be a part of the whole nation. Otherwise, there will be always a crisis here or there.
It is the toughest job for the Shiite mainstream parties to find unity to get the most out of their majority. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.